Palmer. Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, where I get the incredible pleasure of chatting with the good folks of the heartland of America to find out what's on their mind. Because quite honestly, the wisdom necessary to pull this country out of the ditch rests right here in the Northern Plains, among the God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping people of the Northern Plains. So tell us what's on your mind by picking up the phone and joining the discussion. Remember, Freedom Club members, of which we have a whole bushel full of new ones, we especially encourage you to join us in this 8 o'clock hour, as well as the 4 o'clock hour, priority to Freedom Club members. It's a way to get them a voice, get you a voice, but also encourage others to join that endeavor by going to flagfamily.com, flagfamily.com, and join the Freedom Club. I see that... We have a new member this morning. Just moments ago, Mr. Mark Skogerbo. How are you, sir?
I've already been a member, silly. Oh, it was somebody else other than him.
It was somebody else, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly right.
But you know what? We're going to get laminated membership cards.
I know. You're looking forward to that, aren't you?
Well, I need some kind of input on design. Can I have a Betsy Ross flag on it? 13
Alex,
stars?
Alex from Moorhead with Farm Boy in his email.
Farm Boys. You know, I wrote a song called I Wish I Were a Farmer Boy Again.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, here is a question I have, and this is where I think the Freedom Club wisdom is necessary as well. Read a piece today by Eric Erickson, and Eric Erickson is making the point that this Obamacare fix, let me back up a little bit. Obviously, you know, the Obamacare thing is in total meltdown. I mean, even liberals now are running for cover, right? And it's they're scared to death. Mainly because there's an election a year away, and they see this as a meltdown, and the president's put them in the box. So the Republicans... They see this as an... That's the box?
That's the box.
The Republicans see this as an opportunity to seize on it and pass some legislation and say, we're going to force the president to keep his promise.
Right.
Okay? Now, a number of callers yesterday to Congressman Kevin Cramer, when he was talking about this, okay... made the point that, no, don't fix it. Don't. In fact, I'll play you one of the comments that Kevin responded to so you get sort of the sentiment here. And I want to spend a little time today getting the opinion of folks here on who's right in this debate.
Just one thing. Abraham Lincoln quote, the best way to get rid of a bad law is to enforce it. I agree with the caller that called and said, why are we bailing them out? Let it fall on its own. I repeat, Abraham Lincoln quote, the best way to get rid of a bad law is to enforce it. Thank you.
All right, and we heard from a lot of folks with a similar sentiment to that, okay? Kevin's response to that was, well, look, if you have, and what's the numbers now? It is...
Less than went to a Super Bowl.
That have signed up. But,
and some of it's just in the shopping cart.
But millions have lost their health care insurance, right? So to do what that caller suggests and what some others suggest would probably be the smartest thing politically to say, hey, it's your mess. You created it. Now live in it, right?
But people would die.
Yeah, they'd be without health insurance. And
it's one of the greatest conundrums that any politician can ever face.
So, now, let me layer in what Eric Erickson is saying here. He's saying this is a trap. Very skillfully engineered by the Democrats. Because the legislation that Republicans are now proposing that says, hey, you've got to keep this, it's great, will be bipartisan, and everybody can say kumbaya, and, you know, the... Republicans propose this, they ride to the rescue, but it won't fix anything. It's a paper tiger. So you take the pressure off, and you don't fix anything.
You can't fix anything because it's fatally flawed. It will still have what's called a global budget, which means death panels will decide how much you're going to spend for cancer for people over 70 years old.
Here's the Eric Erickson piece. Yes, it's a trap. Since yesterday afternoon, a bunch of good Republicans who've decided to put their faith in the man who banned the incandescent light bulb have been telling me how wrong I am for thinking the Upton plan is a trap. Upton is the member of Congress that has proposed this legislation. Folks, it's a trap. You may not think it's a trap, but the Democrats are going to use it to turn the tables on the GOP. Certainly Upton and House Republican leaders do not think it's a trap, but it is one the Democrats have flipped skillfully on the GOP. First, understand that Upton is messaging legislation. It allows everyone in Congress to say they support people being able to keep their health care plans, but it lacks measures to force insurance companies to let people keep their plans. It's a paper tiger.
You can't do it. You can't force them to do it.
Well, then we probably shouldn't be doing this.
Right. You realize that when we get the mandate for the businesses, these businesses are going to be forced to have abortion and all of these other things. They won't be good enough. They're going to lose all kinds of coverage.
What worries me is that again, this is going to take the pressure off and not fix anything. I think folks like Kevin Cramer and others are right to say, hey, as much political gain as there would be to say, your mess, you made the bed, sleep in it. That's not the right approach, right? I think they need to be working towards a solution. I think that makes sense. But if we're going to take the pressure off and the solution doesn't do anything, we're in big trouble.
So the answer politically is do not support anything that is evil and wrong. Pass legislation that says repeal Obamacare. This is a 10th Amendment violation. This is unconstitutional. Do not, if they give credibility, if the Republicans give credibility to this evil bill, ultimately it will have far-reaching more damages than the pain it's causing to those that lost their insurance.
Here's the problem with that, though. I think if you pivoted back to repeal Obamacare, it's not going to pass the Senate. Harry Reid won't even bring it up. The president would never sign it.
Mary Landrieu might.
I don't know about repeal. I think you find somewhere in the middle that you say, look, this is a mess. Time out. You know, we have to pause here. Let's, you know, go back to this idea of, look, this not being enforced evenly. You know, businesses are off the hook for a year. Individuals are not. The individual rollout's a mess. The website's a mess. Time out.
Fairness. They got to have fairness. Same rules for unions. Same rule for people. Same rule for corporations. Same rule for Congress.
People
got to have the same rules.
People would get that. But I guess my question is, do you think this is a trap?
I mean, well, it's a trap to character. If there's no way I could vote for any aspect of Obamacare, you cannot put lipstick on a pig. You can't dress up a buffoon.
So even suggesting that, hey, you have to keep your promise.
This is evil and wrong and destructive and breaking the bank. We have to get rid of Obamacare. We have to say, you guys passed a hideous, heinous law. You know, we're calling on doctors to stand up and go pro bono. We got to keep people from dying because of these jerks. But we cannot, I couldn't possibly vote for anything that had Obamacare in it.
Here's Ezra Klein, liberal Washington Post, opinion leader, does the wonk blog. He writes, Obamacare is in much more trouble than it was 1 week ago.
Big time.
One, the Affordable Care Act political position has deteriorated dramatically over the last week. President Bill Clinton's statement that the law should be reopened and ensure everyone who likes their health plans can keep them was a signal event. Gives congressional Democrats cover to begin breaking with the Obama administration, which they are. The most serious manifestation of that break is Senator Mary Landrieu, who has keeping the Affordable Care Act promise legislation co-sponsored. Not just by the usual moderate Democrats. Even an Oregon liberal is in there. His third point, the argument Landrieu is making on behalf of the bill will appeal to many Senate Democrats. When we passed the Affordable Care Act, she said, we did so with the intention that if you liked your health plan, you could keep it. A promise was made, and this legislation will ensure that this promise is kept. So he's listing that as well. Goes through a list of 10 things here about how big a trouble this thing is in. But here again, if Mary Landrieu proposes this, and Republicans propose this. So she's got it in the Senate. Upton's got it in the House. It passes. Pressure cooker off. I'm not so sure this isn't a trap.
It is a trap. It's a trap. If you get Republicans to sully their character and their and fudge their fundamental basic perspective of states' rights, it's a big time trap.
855-200-1776. What do you think? Is it a trap, and should you go hands off? And if you do go hands off, you do risk obviously saying you're more interested in this thing going down the toilet and people in millions losing their coverage than you are a fix. On the other hand, if you're part of a fix, what does that mean? Kevin, what do you think?
Well, I'm very disappointed with our congressman here, or yours actually. I live in Moorhead, but I heard him last week, and he was so wrong on that on the election out there in Virginia when he said, "Well, you know, there was Cuccinelli. There was two good conservative choices out there. Really, we're the only ones that know that the Libertarian was a plant." You know what? We expect more of our leaders to know this and to not know this. You know, I heard it explained on the radio yesterday. This House bill is going to get sent to the Senate.
Hang on one sec, Kevin. I want your take on this, but we have to pay the bills. Do a break and come back.
Sir.
Hang on.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hannon here. Will you come on a trip with me? Let's start by gazing into your favorite Norman Rockwell painting of a town, a community. Small town America. I'm talking about Walker, Minnesota. I'm talking about on the shores of Leech Lake. Chase on the Lake Resort. This Thanksgiving, why not come out to Chase and really relax? Bring the whole family. They have a great Thanksgiving family package that includes Thanksgiving dinner at the 502 restaurant and some fun activities. Festival of Lights parade and lighting in the city of downtown Walker. Hot apple cider all weekend long. Cookie decorating and ornament decorating and open bowling in the Chaser's Alley. Does that sound like fun or what? Lodging, activities, and a Thanksgiving buffet all for one low price starting at $349 for all 3 nights. Ask about condos and lakeside lodging as well. You're going to love Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota this Thanksgiving. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Topics we'll be tackling today on What's On Your Mind is the North Dakota impacts on Obamacare. Adam Hamm, the insurance commissioner, had requested from all of the insurance companies in the state, you know, who'd signed up, what are the numbers, so we're going to talk about that. We're also chatting about it is a firestorm in Washington, D.C. over the mess of Obamacare and the fixes for it and whether that's a trap. Steve Bakken will join me in just a moment, give you a preview of more of what's to come and what's on your mind, but wanted to let Kevin finish his point. you mentioned the Cuccinelli thing, and you had another point. Is it on this Obamacare issue, Kevin?
What's happened here? The House is going to vote on this Upton thing, you know, to keep your health care, which all sounds perfectly good. But you know what? Those health care plans are gone. Because everything's going to be approved by HHS, someone's major medical plan isn't there anymore. So that can't even happen. But number two is he'll send it over to the Senate. Dirty Harry will gut whatever Upton proposes and he'll insert Marion Landrieu's language and send it back to the House. Well, the way I heard that was explained here on the radio was that it's going to give the government power to force insurance companies to sell things. Well, that's great. Now we're forced to buy things, and then companies are going to be forced to sell things. Basically giving more power to the government. Well, then the two bad scenarios here is if the House is dumb enough to vote yes on that, makes everything worse. And if they vote no, then the media is going to tear them apart for not trying to help this thing. It's a no-win even trying to do anything at this point. It's not whether they should or not. It's that not doing anything is the best chess play right now. And they're so, you know, they got to have everybody think that they're, you know, in it for the people. Like Kevin said yesterday, our job is to, you know, to try to fix the hurt. This is a cancer. And any kind of a fix is just going to make it spread. It's got to be repealed. It's the only cure here.
You know, when I first heard the Bill Clinton comment, I thought, this is perfect, because he's making a basic common sense point to say, look, you made a promise, find a way to keep the promise. But the beauty in that is, you can't, right? There's no way you can keep the promise. So my thought was, you know, okay, good. This will be the undoing of Obamacare. Now, that's where it sort of reminds me of the debate over immigration reform and what John Hovind proposed. What John Hovind proposed was fantastic, but none of us trusted it would happen before they went about, you know, granting privileges to people who previously broke the law, right? It's the same thing here. I mean, if I could believe that what they're going to pass actually would be the undoing of Obamacare, fantastic. Instead, what I worry about is that it's going to be a paper tiger, and then the pressure cooker's off, and then, you know, you don't accomplish what you meant to accomplish anyway in trying to fix this or end it. It's a mess.
This is exactly the bailout that the left needs. Right now, there's not one Republican that voted for any of this. But if they do this, they're going to be caught, and they're going to be put in a box. And if they sign on, it'll actually get worse. They'll be blamed for that. If they don't sign on, they're going to blame them even worse than they are now for not trying to help with this mess. Well, there is no helping it. So trying is futile. That's why, you know, there's so many of us out here that are discouraged because our leadership can't think out, you know, that far ahead. Maybe they should listen to talk radio once in a while. Because Congressman Cramer has totally got his eyes shut and he has no clue what's about to happen to him. And just like I mentioned in Cuccinelli race last week, he only lost because there was two good conservative choices. Are you kidding me? And you heard that on MSNBC? Congressman, really?
Kevin, appreciate the call. Appreciate the input. Thank you very much.
Great call.
Yeah, really appreciate that.
What a wise guy.
Steve Bakken is here, and we are going to be talking about this topic next hour as well as Adam Hamm. We're going to talk a little bit about ethanol and the Pledge of Allegiance, too. How are you, Steve?
I am just fine. I'm curious to hear those numbers from Adam. What are we at, 200,000-300,000 people signed up in North Dakota? It's going great.
I don't think so. No.
Yeah, oh, so much?
Not so much. No.
There. Oh, two or three people. I'm sorry, I misread that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you added a few zeros in there.
That's great.
Here's Brad in Grand Forks. Brad, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, morning, guys. You know, I was thinking I should have called in yesterday and talked to Congressman Cramer about this, but as far as I'm concerned with this health care thing and these now wanting to pass laws or amendments or whatever to let people keep their plan. If I were the guys over on the House side, I would say, you know what, Senate, you did this to us, and you said we're not going to even vote on anything unless it's exactly what we want. I would, if I were John Boehner, I would tell Harry Reid and all those guys over there and say, you know what, unless you're willing to completely repeal this, we're not even going to talk to you. and turn it back to them, because they all the rhetoric and all the garbage that they spewed at us for wanting to do the right thing and incrementally, you know, let's repeal it. That didn't work. Let's, you know, add a few provisions. Let's, you know, make it fair for everybody. I would tell, if I were John Boehner and the guys over in the House, I would tell the Senate, unless you're willing to completely and totally repeal this law, we're not even going to talk to you.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, it is a fascinating one to watch. You know, I don't know. I don't know what I think, but I know there's a lot of wisdom in this audience to sort it all out, and I'm looking forward to getting a consensus today. Thanks for the call, Brad. Mike Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. What do you think?
Hey, I agree with the last couple callers. Kind of had a sports analogy. You know, when you have a player, you know, let's say football, and the coach can clearly see that he's hurt, you have two choices. You pull him and put in your another player, or you shoot him up in the leg with your steroid shot or your cortisone or whatever they call it. You can mask the symptoms for a little while, but you're actually doing more damage by allowing him to play. So it just it's very short-sighted and foolish to play games with the Democrats right now. We need to repeal everything. We need to start over. And there's plenty of bills out there that we could propose right now today that are ready to go that would solve our health care problems. And now the American people have an appetite for listening, finally. So I think now is our chance. Thanks.
Mike, interesting analogy, and it makes you think here. Lawrence,
start over, though. That's the point. This got shoved down, once again, the government with a blanket-size fix-all for everything.
Absolutely. So what do you do now? To me, if you propose a fix, but it isn't a fix, you've taken the pressure off. Now, if the fix actually was... See, I disagree that they can go, okay, now it's time for repeal. See, I told you so. I don't think that would work. I would think that would come back on Republicans, but I do think it's a perfect opportunity to say, see, this is a mess. Let's stop it dead in its tracks and take a pause rather than, you know, hey, a little piece here, a little piece there. Lawrence in Fargo, what do you think?
Yeah, good morning to you, Mr. Henney. One of the things that this country has stood for, and we see it through all the Supreme Court decisions throughout all time, is that if there is a law passed that is so blatantly unconstitutional, the people themselves in the executive department is bound by constitutional duty to not enforce it. So we disagree heartily with that statement made by Abraham Lincoln to enforce the bad law. No, we are duty bound not to, sir. Who will enforce it and dishonor themselves?
Another interesting point, Lawrence. You folks have lots of wisdom on this, and we're going to spend a little time on it today, so keep thinking. Thanks, Lawrence. Appreciate it. Exactly right. Yeah. Tom Liljup from the North Dakota Corn Growers, Adam Hamm, North Dakota Insurance Commissioner, plus your calls coming up. Larry's next to weigh in. Thanks, Steve.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans,
dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is What's on Your Mind, and we want to know, 855-200-1776, started today talking about whether or not this is a trap that Republicans are walking into by providing a fix for those that have lost their health insurance and know full well they have a broken promise from the president. That's one topic. We're also going to tackle the ethanol debate today on the program. I want to talk about this Pledge of Allegiance dust up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and our neighboring South Dakota. Unbelievable what's going on there. What else? Oh, I just saw a story about Mark Dayton. We're going to chat about he's flip-flopping now on the sex offender release, but there's a news report out that he made $340,000 last year. Guess how much he gave to charity, Mark, out of that $340,000, how much the uber-wealthy Mark Dayton gave?
Well, at least $30,000-$40,000, I would imagine.
$1,000.
I see.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you? Because he's doctrinarily committed that all charity should come from the state, from government. Doesn't believe in private charity. They don't, as a matter of...
It's better for government to be the charity.
Of course.
Yeah.
More efficient.
Let government do it.
And gives them more power for their socialism.
Exactly.
And gay rights.
All right, next call here, though, is Larry in Fargo. Larry, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I got two things for you. First, remember how they got the gambling laws in North Dakota changed?
The gambling laws.
Yeah, gambling used to be illegal in North Dakota. It wasn't really well enforced. But when they decided they wanted to legalize it, the attorney general started enforcing it to the hilt. He was shutting down church bingo games, and he really PO'd a lot of the little old ladies.
It I gotta say, I don't remember that.
Next thing you know, charitable gaming is legal.
Oh, okay. That's when the pull tabs and all that started, you mean, and allow the
Oh, they were always here. They just didn't enforce it.
Oh, I got it. So your analogy is what?
Well, that's how, if you want to get a bad law gone, enforce it to the hilt.
So, in other words, no fixes.
No fixes. Let Obamacare hit us and nail us.
And let them sleep in the bed they made.
Amen. And second, there's only two things that the Republican Party does well. One is attack its conservative base, and the other is roll over, play dead, and appease the Democrats. Take care, Scott.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate the call.
More and more of that kind of sentiment coming forth, and the Tea Party, the libertarian, the constitution-minded people, they've about headed being treated like stepchildren, you know. Anyway, Republicans better be very careful how they, if they get too snug with these socialists, because they will get smeared and tainted, and they will have opposition.
Let's talk about this story on South Dakota. It's emerged over the last couple of days. Despite pleas of local veterans. The Pledge of Allegiance is being purged from schools, if you can believe this. This is actually a national story. Let me read part of it here. There's been a battle brewing in Sioux Falls, South Dakota over the Pledge of Allegiance, and it's likely nowhere near over after the local school board voted down a proposal, this happened this week, that would have required daily recitation at a local high school. Kello TV reported that local veterans have been pushing for public schools to include the pledge as a daily ritual. Elementary schools have already been doing so, and the school board expanded this to middle schools on Tuesday night. But board members said that mandating the pledge at the high school level simply isn't feasible.
Isn't feasible.
Just the challenge of being able to find a period within a high school day to be able to say it consistently appeared to be a challenge, said one of the board members. Others on the board agreed, noting that the high school academic day is chaotic and the mornings have little room for the pledge.
Yeah.
Before implementing the new requirement at middle school, the only time that middle and high school students said the pledge or partook in other patriotic activity was during school assemblies.
Well, maybe they could do it right after the prayer.
In addition to a lack of time, there's also the notion that reserving the proclamation for special events leads students to appreciate it more.
That's a crock. And guess what? This passed unanimously. Unanimously.
One board member said, I think there's more respect for the flag, and it would mean more if they're all together in an assembly. Then they take a breath and do the pledge that way.
Well,
veteran James Booman, among others, has been on a mission to change this dynamic, working to convince the superintendent that the Sioux Falls School District should make a daily pledge and make the proclamation mandatory at every level. I think any kids should be doing that in this country. I think it gives them a daily appreciation of what this country is about. There's no reason whatsoever the high school kids can't say the Pledge of Allegiance every day.
Did you hear what Hank Carrillaby said?
So let me get this straight before I get Hank's reaction to this. Sioux Falls schools have been doing this already at the elementary level.
Right.
The vets said, let's do it at the middle and high school level.
Right.
The school board agrees with the middle school level and adds it, but doesn't do it
it would take too much time.
At the high school level. You know, I don't see that, though. I see that actually as a glass half full in Sioux Falls, in that they're doing it in the elementary schools. They've added it to the middle schools. A little goofy that they're claiming it isn't necessary at the high school level. But that's not bad. It's better in some places where they're not doing it at all.
Well, I'm delighted that the whole issue is coming up. But you see, what a lot of educators have real umbrage with is the word republic. You're sitting there in a system that it does not feature free enterprise. It's certainly a unionist, socialist kind of a one-size-fits-all. No matter the best teacher and the worst teacher gets the same. You can't fire the bad teachers. You can't incentivize the best teachers. That's screwed up. But when you focus on a republic, limited government of, by, and for the people, you see, and it even goes lower than that, parents should have the right to control what's being taught to their children. The parents in that school district need to stand up and say, first of all, we want to get rid of these five very lame leaders, and secondly, you will have the Pledge of Allegiance. And by the way, let's stop doing some of this other anti-American curriculum.
So this is interesting because the vets aren't going quietly here. They aren't taking the half loaf on the middle school. They're going to push for the high school.
Right.
All right. Who do you think's right here, folks? Let us know what you think there. It'll be interesting.
My reaction, I was so upset. I was outside walking at 5 in the morning. And at my first blush, I was going to go there and see how many pledges of allegiance I could do, try to set a Guinness World Book of Records. I actually timed it. I can do it in 7 seconds.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
You want to?
Yeah, I do, but I'm going to stand up. We got three flags in this off. I'm going to stand up and say, can I do that?
Go ahead. Yeah, and I'm going to time you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was 5 seconds, actually.
See?
Yeah. So your point is, you don't have 7 seconds a day?
Right.
15 seconds a day to really have it sink in?
Right.
30 seconds and it should consume every fiber of your being.
But I think we need to have a prayer. Settle them down first and pray for the day and the teachers and the students.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
In the public schools.
And you know what? That's what we need.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you in any way, shape, or form. But
and there is a path to that, by the way.
What is that?
It's called standing up and doing what's right, irrespective of the consequences.
Well, that's
you know, I want people, every sporting, every public school event, before kickoff or before the first tip, stand up and say the Lord's Prayer. Just stand up and do it. This is starting to sweep through Texas. Stand up and do it. The most censored book in America is the Bible. Let's stand up and say the Lord's Prayer.
I'm with you. I'm with you all the way.
But the energy's good. You know, there's going to be, Sioux Falls is going to be an epicenter of patriotic fervor. It's a good deal.
I mentioned Minnesota, the sex offender story that has been subject of, we've been following. Governor Mark Dayton is now suspending the releases. Remember, we had Kurt Sellers on the program to talk about what was going on here. And
good for Kurt. He raised a lot of cane.
He did. In fact, that's why this is happening. But the governor's funny. Is the governor saying he's suspending it partly because it's becoming political, not because it's the right thing to do.
Of course, because they have no idea what the right thing to do is. Everything's political.
Now, here's my question, however. Human Services Commissioner Lucinda Jessen said that because the three are in the court system, there's nothing else she can do to stop the proceedings. So there were three people that were on the path towards reviews of whether they ought to be released, right?
Right.
And that's why this came up. So my understanding is the governor is saying, okay, going forward, any new ones, we're going to suspend it until we come up with a new system. But the ones that we've raised the flag about, specifically the serial rapist that Kurt Sellers was talking about, is still on the path to be released.
Really?
Yeah. So it hasn't fixed that. So when he says he suspends sex offender releases, it's only... he said political reaction to the potential release of a man convicted in three sex crimes persuaded him to end sex offender releases. Political reaction to the potential release of a man convicted in three sex crimes persuaded him to end sex offender releases. That defies logic because you should say, look, I don't want a three-time sex offender being released. But no, it was the political blowback. But it doesn't include the person that caused this. So, and that Kurt Sellers has confirmed that for us. So I think everybody's missing that part of the story. In other words, don't take off the pressure. This is political. This is just like the Obamacare thing, you know. Hey, okay, we heard you. We fixed it. No, yeah. They didn't. And then everybody goes away. Anyway, more on these and other topics as we go throughout the day on What's on Your Mind. And what's your take? 855-200-1776. Press 1 to let us know. T-Wolves win last night?
Big time.
They're your new favorite team. How about the Wild?
Shootout over Toronto, 2-1.
Don't you love a shootout?
Oh, I love a shootout. Parisian Palmerville, great. I'll tell you what, now they got 27 points. They're only one behind the Blackhawks.
Maybe there's a little hope for those Minnesota sports teams that we adopt here in the Dakotas.
124 points. Corey Brewer gets 27. 16 assists for Ricky. You know, it's just 33 points for Kevin Love. We got a great team.
Anything else sports-wise you want to get in?
Well, the Vikings are going to play football. It's a confirmation. They are going to play on Sunday.
Are they still trying to lose?
No.
Well, then they will. I still contend that's how they won the last one. They were trying to lose.
Okay, well.
So I think the better approach is to try and lose for the better draft pick, and then you'll win.
That's wonderful.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Sounds like a real strange pep talk, though. Are they allowed to pray before games? Recite the deck, folks. Maybe they need to start doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
One emailer says that the Timber Puppies couldn't even beat the Clippers, though.
That's true, but it was only 2 points. And Blake is a force, ugly and Neanderthal-esque that he is.
You are the most positive Minnesota sports fan on the face of the earth.
Well, and some people call me absolutely loopy, and that's all right.
Just a love of your home state and a great pastime, right?
Yeah, it's for my grandfather. He was like that, too.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mark. Come back, tell you about weather and more as we continue on to What's on Your Mind. At 16 to 4 the hour. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620. Or online at LegacySteelBuilding.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
All right, I'm trying to succinctly craft a question for our Facebook page here and our discussion that will continue next hour on the Obamacare Keep Your Promise fix. There is a growing concern over this proposed Keep Your Promises legislation that it will fix nothing and in turn remove the pressure on President Obama and the Democrats who own this nightmare. Really, they own this nightmare. So should the GOP... I'm thinking this and saying this at the same time and wanting you to answer it as well. Should the GOP
take up the concerns of those that are losing their policies, who are seeing their premiums skyrocket, who are in the crosshairs of this broken promise? Or should they sit back, shut up, count the votes? It's much too long, but you get the premise. That's the idea here. Anyway, we'll continue to tackle that topic today on the program. Evidently, the president is speaking this morning about 10:30 our time about this. The Senate is, Harry Reid has said that the president's working on a plan about in fact, he's going to do this. Here's my gut, folks. My gut is this will be a kumbaya moment. And it will fix nothing. Pressure goes away. Oh, they fixed it. Oh, that's a fix in the works. Trust us, a fix in the works. I'm appointing a panel of people to make sure we can blah, 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 blah. Republicans go along with it. And lose the moment politically. It's a tough one. It really is. But I'm leaning towards the side of saying, look, unless you can be assured the fix is there, and my gut is the only way the real fix is there is to undo everything and to start over. There is no fix. There is no way to say keep your promise and then do what they want to do. It blows the thing up. So don't get caught in the trap. Anyway, you decide. Weigh in. You can do it at Facebook. You can call us at 855-200-1776. Press 1. Leave your comment. You can join us live on the air. You can email us. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Whatever works. Okay. Let me tell you how we're looking weather-wise here. Take a little trip around the region for temps first up here. It's nice. Isn't it? I'd call this nice. We're seeing 30s in many places. Can I find a 40? Almost 40 down in South Dakota. Not quite, but it's starting the day nice. Fargo 26, clear skies. Grand Forks 33, overcast. 36, cloudy Jamestown. 35, overcast. Devil's Lake, Wahpeton clear 34. Valley City 32 degrees, Bismarck 34, Minot 35, out in the patch, Williston 35, Tioga and Stanley, some fog in 32, Dickinson 32, clear skies, Sydney, Montana overcast into 39, as I mentioned, a little warmer in South Dakota, Aberdeen 38, Watertown 38, Fergus Falls 30, Thief River 34, Alexandria 36, Detroit Lakes 30 degrees. I'll be in Thief River Saturday, 1 o'clock, Ralph Engelstad Arena. Connecting the dots is the theme for a Tea Party event there. Looking forward to that very much. Leon in Fargo, we got a few seconds here for you. Maybe we'll have to continue this after the top of the hour, but let's get your take in here, Leon.
Hey, Scott. My take is, one, what is this going to do for any of the guys and gals that have lost their insurance already? I mean, what would a collaboration between the GOP and the Democrats that are running scared, what would that do for the millions of people that have already lost their health insurance? It's not going to get that back. And two, if they could conceivably compel Obama to sign this thing and the insurance companies to comply, what does that say about the power of the federal government to have the insurance companies basically offer policies that they have already canceled? If they can be compelled to do that, then the federal government can compel you to do whatever, anything. I think it's a lose-lose, and I don't think any Republican representative should even entertain the thought. Let them sink on their own ship. Go down with their ship. It's just a top 10.
All right.
Hit the iceberg. Let them go.
All right. Let's. Will you call back so we can continue this conversation after the top of the hour?
Absolutely.
I need your wisdom. We're going to talk this through because you're saying very clearly, as usual, one school of thought here, and so we'll let you set up that side of it, and then we'll talk about the other side. Okay. So hang on or call back, whatever works for you. Heading for a high near 46 today in Fargo, 27 tonight. Partly sunny, high near 48 tomorrow. Some rain before midnight Friday, but the weekend even is looking pretty good as well, folks. And out in the patch, pretty much same thing, although some rain and snow showers today, but temps up there in mid-40s.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.